Following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Hello, this is Eli Barraza, creator of The Far Meridian, a show about an agoraphobic woman learning to step back out into a world that's wider and wilder than she may expect. This is Season 1, Episode 12, Into the Mine. Enjoy, and may you always find your way.
That Gina lady the other day? She had a point.
Hmm?
Well, it's weird you're only now looking for him. Didn't you do something when he first vanished?
I didn't know who to call. I tried the police, but when an adult vanishes, there's not much they can do about it. Especially in a small town like mine. Figured Asa just decided to take off to greener pastures. Hopped on a boat and sailed away.
How do you just hop on a boat?
He worked with the fishermen down at the docks. I can't remember if he actually went out with them or what. He didn't talk about it much. Did have to leave really early, though, and always came back smelling like the sea and fishes. Dead fishes.
I take it one day he just didn't come home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why not take it online now? Log in at an internet cafe or something. You have to land in cities every once in a while.
I don't think that's how this works.
All right, so you did flyers.
Actually, those didn't turn out too well. Well, I could probably retry them again, but...
Right, so no flyers. Broadcasting. What if you did something like what truckers do when there's a missing kid or whatever?
Or like sea captains do to lighthouses.
I mean, yeah. Basically, get a ham radio with a battery.
Hmm.
There's tons of junk lying around inside. I mean, I'd lay odds we could find one.
Thanks for calling my family stuff junk.
Sorry, I didn't mean to... That's not right.
Doesn't look like anyone's worked this mine in a while.
Which means we probably shouldn't go in either.
There's no warning signs. It's not roped off.
This place looks like it predates warning signs.
Do you smell that?
Rotting soil?
No, it smells like...
Hey, Perry, got the dirt you wanted.
Did you get the latitude and longitude?
Longitude, elevation, that whole thing. I'm going to do your homework for you. I should at least get paid. Or have my name on your degree.
You're just doing the legwork. I gotta do the hard stuff.
Because a gen ed science class is really the hard stuff.
If I'm gonna transfer the credits, I need to do well.
That presumes you're gonna transfer.
What?
Nothing.
Let's go in.
I really don't think your brother's in there.
Follow your nose, you know?
No, I don't know. Not really.
Alright, stand there. By yourself. Outside of a scary looking mine.
This isn't good. I'll stand here. All right, fine, I'm coming.
Hey, you've reached Ruth's voicemail. I'm probably neck deep in calculus, so feel free to leave a message after the beep and I will get back to you after finals.
Hey, it's me. I was working on some stuff for this gen ed science course, but it's the type of gen ed where the professor presumes everyone is super into it or is a science major, which, hello, undeclared here. Anyway, it'd be great to hear your voice and get some help on it. I guess you seem different lately, and I know that's totally paranoid. Like you said, it's you and me against the world, but I think sometimes you say those words, but not in a way that sounds like we're standing side by side. Like, we have to face the world alone, and there's this chasm between us. We're both against it, but not together. Gosh, this is stupid. I'm gonna delete this. I'd say forget I said anything, but you won't even know I said something in the first place. Now would be a good time for your flashlight.
Checking my watch. It reads 0830.
Plenty of time to explore.
It looks like a straight shoot. I'm not sure that there is anything to explore.
Won't know unless we look.
How old do you think this place is?
You're the surveyor, you tell me.
It's funny. A buddy of mine from way back is really into caving. Natural tunnels and man-made ones, long forgotten by the progress of time, sort of thing. So there's this mine, right? And by the entrance are all these super old cans. So he gets to wondering if they might be worth something. They're so old. He takes one, tries to sell it. Buyer finds out where he found the can.
Is somebody about to get exploited?
No, the opposite. See, this other guy gets the local historical society involved. They lobby about preserving the place as a cultural heritage site. Mind you, no one cared about this place before. It was forgotten for so long that it got old enough for people to care about it. The historical society is up in arms when, what do you know, the environmental group swoops in.
To help out?
Nope. To clean the place up. They said that the cans were an environmental hazard and should be cleared to let the area be reclaimed by plants and animals.
So, the historians and the tree huggers went to war. What happened to the site?
No clue. That buddy of mine and I had a falling out, so I never knew what happened.
It's like the Roman roads. People tossed out their garbage and we found them as artifacts.
Imagine future people revering a candy wrapper you tossed out as a kid.
Really gunning for them to find my old issues of Gardenia Plex.
Did you throw those out in the trash?
Oh gosh.
Sorry. I know people thought that those things were garbage, but I love them.
Me too. I think it was my brother who threw them out, or so he claimed.
That's a shame.
Like she was and like a fairy,
and her shoes were number 9.
Herring boxes without tops.
Sandals were for Clementine.
Oh my darling Clementine. You are lost now, gone forever. Dreadful sorry, Clementine.
You have a deep voice, Benny.
Perry, that wasn't me.
Led she ducklings to the water.
Where is it coming from?
Every morning, just at 9.
I can't tell if it's in front of us or behind us.
A splinter.
Or above us or below us.
Fell into the foaming brine. Oh my darling Clementine. You are lost now, gone forever. Dreadful sorry, Clementine.
What the hell are you doing?
It was really nice singing, and I'm trying not to panic.
That man was not a very kind man.
I'm sorry, who?
The man who sings the song for Clementine.
It's kind of mean. He makes fun of her and then says he won't forget her, but he does as soon as he kisses her sister. It made fun of love ballads at the time.
Did you know the man?
Oh, are you speaking to me? No, I didn't know the man. I read about him.
Who are you? Where are you?
They took my innards and scarred my skin, and all they gave me in return were songs of sin.
That's a nice rhyme.
Thank you. When all you remember of yourself are songs, things come out in verse on occasion.
Perry, let's go. I don't think your brother is here.
Did you lose someone?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Why are they gone?
I don't know.
Did you pick your own heart over theirs? Did you take care of your own veins only to neglect his pain?
That's not what happened.
They came, and they picked at my skin, but I had no blood for a scab, so they took my insides. They took my heart, and they sang songs. So many songs, and sometimes the weight of my hollowing would crush their songs until the sound waves ceased. The quiet filled my innards. Where once was stone, still air resided. Then the footsteps came, and the voices, then the melodic sound waves of thieves filled my insides again. Are you thieves?
I don't think so.
We were just leaving. Perry, I know you're feeling this whole follow your nose thing, but my nose smells trouble. We gotta go.
I was raised by the turbulent tides and shaped by the turning of time.
Benny, I think we're talking to the mountain.
Then say bye to the mountain, Perry. I don't know you well enough to die by your side just yet.
We're sorry we brought those sound waves to you.
It is not usual for thieves to apologize.
Not thieves. We're lost. Just looking for someone who also got lost.
You are the only heartbeats within my gullet. Not even the mice and the bats reside here.
We're not totally not planning on residing here. So we'll be on our way now. Dude, we gotta hit the road. This doesn't read right.
I have forgotten how hollow I was. How hollow I am. How hollow I will be. If I tumble into myself, if I change my own face, will I remain? Or will something new arise? I forgot how weary I am. I forgot how tiring it is to reach my peaks up to the heavens to watch the moon rise and the stars wink out. Shall I wait for the water to carve me anew? Or shall I take it upon myself to be reborn?
Ask us when we're outside?
I think you might be right about leaving.
In my dreams, she's still upon me. Broken garments, soaked in brine.
Hurry!
Open my mind.
Go, Perry!
In death, I draw the line.
I thought he said he'd change his face, but you can't tell anything happened out here.
Except the dust in the air. Stupid mountain, stupid, stupid, stupid. What am I supposed to do, huh? Follow my instincts, follow my nose, then nose. I don't know anything. I don't get it.
Is this how all outings are going to be?
What?
Look, sorry for the candor, but at the past few places, you've gotten really frustrated.
I'm sorry. I get frustrated.
You're going to get burned out before you find anything. I'm going to get burned out before we find anything.
I hadn't thought about it that way. I'll work on it.
Looking out for you, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Let's go see if we can maybe find a radio? Or maybe a copy of Gardenia Plex?
Only if you promise to be very careful and not read while eating.
What? I would never.
You.
The sanctity of literature,
no,
right?
You were reading Great Expectations and then there was a coffee scene on it. I don't know where you got the coffee from.
The Far Meridian, created and written by Eli Barraza, directed and produced by Misha Stanton, performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Noah Gildermaster as Ace, Danielle Shamaya as Ruth, Jose Donato as Benny, and James Batchelor as The Mountain. Music by The Album Leaf. Oh My Darling Clementine used from the public domain. For more information and transcripts, go to thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. You can also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmeridian. May you always find your way.
A product of the Whisper Forge.